Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we discuss all the aspects. We are a financial literacy class with different topics each week. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we're going to share some forecasts as to the real estate and mortgage markets for 2019 and how the government shutdown affects these markets. I'm going to lead off today, however, with information and the competition for alternative to reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages kind of a one-stop shop. You have to be over 62. You have to have equity in your home, and it must be your primary residence. And these are backed by FHA and private companies. There's private proprietary products that have come out that also work for reverse mortgages or an alternative to them, I should say. These companies are typically an equity conversion or an equity share alternative. There's one company called Point. It has a fractional share participation of your home. They provide 5 to 10% of the home value. And typically, they take anywhere from 25 to 40% equity interest in the appreciation. So let's say that when you enter into this transaction, your home is worth, for argument's sake, $200,000. And they're going to pay you 10% of that or $20,000 for their investment. Now, if it goes up to $300,000, they're going to take a 40% equity position. So they would take about $40,000 for the $20,000 that they put up, if that makes sense. But there's no payments or anything else that they've received in the interim. Unison is another company, and they help with your down payment. Let's say you have a 10% down, but you want 20% down to avoid the PMI or get a better deal on the home or the mortgage. They'll put up 50% of the down payment, not to exceed 20% of the property value. So let's say I have a 10% down, but I want to put 20. They'll come in with that additional 10%. And they allow a three-year buyout option, but typically take an equity share of 35 to 44%. They also have costs associated with their investment, anywhere from 3.9 of the invested monies. Patch Homes is another one. It's a home equity line solution with no payment, and it does it for both homes and rentals, whereby they provide funds such as a HELOC or home equity line of credit with no payment and can take equity share for themselves. Lastly, there's a company called Figure Home Advantage, who does sale leaseback programs. They purchase the home and then grant the seller a lease that renews annually, that continues indefinitely if they wish. Now, the new owner pays all the taxes and maintenance. However, you're now paying rent instead of a mortgage payment. So I just wanted to make you aware of a few of these alternatives to home equity lines and down payment programs. These are proprietary products and are expected to grow and become more available even to owners who are younger than 62. Now, I'd like to introduce our guest, Bob Culotti of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services here in Santa Maria. Bob is a well-respected realtor and professional He's been a guest before, and it's nice to welcome him back. Welcome, Bob.
Gee, awfully nice of you to have me back. I guess I didn't do enough damage last time.
No, we're going to put you back on the track here.
Okay.
First, Bob, let's go into the, is this government shutdown, has it affected the real estate industry any, as it relates to closing periods or other aspects?
Actually, no, it hasn't had much impact at all. The only problem might be, as I understand it, would be if you hit, we're getting a Department of Agriculture loan.
Okay.
Well, short of USDA. That, the FHA loans and other loans seem to be going through. I mean, if it were to continue for a protracted period of time, I understand then it would have an impact. But so far, not much impact.
Okay. I'll tell you what we're seeing. I know for the mortgages, we're seeing problems for FHA endorsements that for their insurance, both for HELOCs and forwards. There is a 180-day grace period for those endorsements, and people are going into those timings, mostly investors. But they also there's also delays for like a if I need the IRS to provide a 4506 form, which is a form that tells me that these tax records are consistent with what they've received to the IRS, verifying income basically. And then also I'm seeing delays for flood certifications from FEMA and other government suppliers of data, basically. They just kind of slowed it all down. Not to mention VA loans and direct government employees. The employees are probably the worst off because anybody that's in the process of buying right now and they're a government employee with the and affected by the shutdown, they don't have 30 days worth of pay stubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting kicked out or going through another layer of confirmation with underwriting. And so it can delay some loans, and the loans themselves can delay closings for the real estate. So just a heads up out there, plan your closings accordingly if you have a transaction pending and you want to get that loan through a institutional source. So that's kind of what we're seeing. Any other things that you're seeing on the shutdown? It may be a moot point because it seems like there's a break in the impasse right now, and for at least for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Again, the ones that are in process, we haven't seen any great delays. But yeah, if it continued, then obviously all those things you're mentioning would have an impact. Certainly.
Right. Right. What are we expecting for the markets here in the local housing industry?
Okay. The show today caused me to do quite a bit more research, although I was fairly current on it. But it's always good to do this and learn. But I've been on the California Association of Realtors site and looked at their economic forecast, although I had heard bits and pieces of it. And I've pulled together some other things from various sources here. Of course, it depends who you talk to, and no one has a crystal ball. No one knows. But my least favorite site, Zillow, predicts for 2019, and of course, this is a national forecast, that prices would be up 6.4%. A couple of other sites.
That would be nationwide?
Nationwide, yeah.
Okay.
I think we would be below that here.
Yeah.
Yeah. CoreLogic has it at 4.7%, and Forbes says 3%. A lot of the information from CAR and other national sites indicate that the rate of appreciation was slowing down late in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that might play into this number. In our case, I did some research just in the local, really local market, just really basically Santa Maria, Orcutt, and although I have the data, so much of it.
There's lots of it.
Lots of it. But in that market, the average sales price in all of those areas, and this is single family homes, not mobile homes, not condos, right. None of those, just a home, single family residence. The average sales price in all of Santa Maria and Orcutt was $419,000 in 2017. That's up quite a bit.
In 2017?
17, yes.
What was it for 18?
And now for 18, the year just ended, it was $435,000.
Okay.
So it was up about 3%, 3.5%, well below the national figures. So that's a peculiarity of our market. Although I also found some information out, and this doesn't apply to us, but it is interesting. The Los Angeles market, the average sales price was actually down 2% year over year. Now that surprised me.
Yeah.
That was very surprising.
Did they say why or what,
nope,
what they
just
attribute
said
that to?
Average sales price and it was slowing through the year. As the year went on, the market was slowing, and so there was obviously price reductions, and it slowed. The days on market in L.A. remained flat, which interestingly also remained flat in our market.
Okay. How many days on market is typical?
Well, this indicates, average, much to my surprise, actually, I thought it was more, but it was the same in 17 and 18 of 44 days.
44 days, marketing time?
Yeah, 44 days.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad, yeah. No. So there is a shortage of listings, has continued to be, but again, that's interesting because if I look at 2017 and 2018 to see the change last year, there were, through the year 17, there were 1,261 listings in the same Orcutt Santa Maria. Mm-hmm. And in 2018, there were 1,262. One more.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that...
So not much in the way of a volume differential.
No, really, it remained tight.
Okay, the real... But it went up 3% approximately.
3.8%,
over the course of the year. That's not bad if it's consistent.
Yeah.
It sure beats going down, like in L.A.
Oh, yeah. And the forecasts indicate that it's going to be going up. Just a question of how much.
At what pace.
Yeah, pace. And I'm sure interest rates, which you would know better than I, play into that.
Yeah,
I think
we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, I think this area, it's more an affordability issue because, you know, we don't have the big job base.
That's great. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Bob Culotti and forecasting into 2019.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know... I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were speaking with Bob Culotti about the forecast for home prices in the Santa Maria area. I would expect that overall, I see that there's a pretty good mood out there in the money markets, but volume has dropped off significantly for banks like Wells Fargo and Flagstar. They're down more than 30% from this time last year writing new mortgages. I think anybody who has done or wanted to do a refinance has done so. Some of the reasons people would do a refinance is basically consolidate loans or try and get a better deal on their existing mortgage. And I'm just not seeing that because the people think that their mortgage rates are adequate and pretty good. So that's why the refinances are off so much, in my opinion. Some of the things that are coming up, though, that the big boys are looking at, they're wondering, will Amazon enter in the banking and mortgage services and suddenly be the 800-pound gorilla in the room? Well, I can't speak for Amazon, but I do know that Zillow has started offering real estate sales in over 5 major markets throughout the U.S. And so I would see that more as a threat to the real estate agent, more so than the mortgage broker at this point in time. But I do see that coming as far as new competitors and big companies that want a part of that business. And I also see that the FOMC, or the Federal Reserve, now anticipates no further rate increases for 2019, which shows a lack of confidence in our economic growth. And they cite China trade talks and China's reassessment of their own GDP, or gross domestic product, their growth dropping to the lowest in a decade. They used to have double-digit GDP, and they just recast it to approximately 6.5%, which isn't bad, but it's really terrible for China over the past decade. So that's where they're at, and that's why the Federal Reserve is probably not going to increase rates for 2019 by most experts. Mortgage rates, let's face it, they're not bad, and they'll likely remain close to the 4.5% to 4.875% range for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage during the year. If somebody wants a little better deal, they might look into an ARM. They might look into a combination loan. A combination loan is where you have a first and a second. So you might put a first of 80%, but you still only have a 10% down. So you would put on a 10% HELOC. So you'd do all that concurrently. And there might be a reasons for doing that from a rate and point perspective. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you, look out for more mergers and consolidations in the mortgage business. More regional mortgage lenders will become state or national companies. the smaller companies are having a difficult time continuing to generate profits on a consistent basis, and I'm seeing them go to the big boys, if you will. I don't see banks consolidating and picking that up, but larger mortgage companies throughout the industry, I see that coming about. So getting back to you with the values of real estate, what does your crystal ball tell you for 2019?
Okay, well, the California Association of Realtors has a much higher expectation of price increases for 2019. So in line with Zillow at 6.4 and the others at 3 and 4.7. So I think we can say they're you know, like in the 5 to 6% range. We did have an increase of 8.2% statewide.
Statewide for...
In 2018.
Uh-huh.
And the number of sales were up, slight increase, 1%. So it's tight supply of listings, as we know. So activity's up just a touch. Prices up. It looks like they're going to continue up. It's hard to say. We're an unusual market here, but it looks like prices here will certainly wouldn't be any less than, I don't think, than the 3%. Mm-hmm. And it might be as much as 5 or 6%. And there's a lot of niches in the market, too. So, and of course,
what do you mean? What types of niches?
Well, for example, if your home is a, I'll use one of our good, really premier neighborhoods here. You have a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, single-story home in Fox and Woods with a red-tile roof on it and a 3-car garage. That's what everybody wants. Uh-huh. And that's going to appreciate probably faster than something else might appreciate. I happen to live in Sunrise Hills, and it's a nice area, but we seem to appreciate with the town in general. It's mm-hmm. It doesn't appreciate at the same rate as
right.
as a place like Fox and Woods or... maybe even Rice Ranch, the new homes, those seem to command a real premium price, big prices. beautiful homes, beautiful mm-hmm. area with all the trails and stuff. So we should be appreciating, you know, somewhere between 3% and 5% or 6%. Mm-hmm. And again, when we throw out these percentages, remember the numbers are much bigger. We're starting with a house price of say 500,000, 3 or 5% on 500,000 is a lot more dollars than it used to be for right. that house when it was worth 200,000.
Right.
So home ownership still makes, I mean, absolute sense. There's right. no question.
Yeah.
There's no question, despite yeah. the ups and downs.
Yeah. Who among us doesn't wish we bought 10 years ago? You know?
Or 20 years ago yeah. or 30 years ago.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. We all have that 2020 hindsight and woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good, good. What what markets do you think are excelling in? Or is it those premier areas like Fox and Wood, or is that where most all the activity is? And
no, the activity is scattered really all over town and all over neighborhoods. The fact is, as I look at a lot of the data from CAR particularly, and this comes as no great surprise, some of the biggest increases occur in the low end of the market because mm-hmm. these homes are more affordable.
Right.
More people can buy them. So you seem to have bigger increases perhaps at the low end and then these niches. The one thing that I have been seeing in all the research I've done in getting ready for today was the smallest increases and even the largest reductions in price are in the homes over $1 million in the state. So in a way that makes sense, in a way it doesn't make sense, right. but there's two ways of looking at that. But then you have the idiosyncrasies or the strange things that happen. For example, in Santa Barbara, I mean, you know, home values there have dropped because of
right.
all the recent trouble they've had.
You mean and between fires and mudslides?
Fires and mudslides, and it may present a real opportunity for those who want to buy mm-hmm. there to get in at a time when prices are down. Because it will be forgotten, it will be fixed,
yeah.
And down the road, it'll be way back right. up there again.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
what are you advising your clients today? For they're coming to looking to you for negotiations and everything else. How are you advising them with regards to what to anticipate, either 5 years or you know? Let's focus predominantly on the next 12 months, but past that, what's it look like?
Yeah, it's as always, it's a great time to sell. It's a great time to buy. No one has a crystal ball. No one can say for certain what's going to happen. But if someone's in the market for a home, now is a great time to buy. Certainly at this time of year, the activity level is down because it's early in the year. We just finished all the rain. If there's fewer buyers out there, that means you have less competition. So it's a good time to be looking. You might also have fewer choices because maybe fewer people have put their houses on the market. There's always that balance. When will we have enough inventory? And we've been short that inventory for years. So I have some listings right now. We have them up for sale and we're getting some activity. And if we get a solid buyer, a lot of it depends on too. It's not always about getting the most dollar either. A lot of times it's the quality of the buyer.
Really?
How much are they putting down? Have they been pre-approved or pre-qualified? Right. Who is their lender? Is it someone we know? Is it a local lender?
Right.
Is it someone who has a good reputation? There's many other issues. What are they asking for you to do? They want clearance on pest or not? There's many other terms and conditions that make up a good offer. So it's not right. always about the highest price. In fact, I would even go further and say it's frequently not about the highest price.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just depends on the buyer.
Well, we don't have the number of foreclosures and things of that nature that was keeping the prices restricted or artificially down, if you would, because those were forced sales. So, not
right.
sure.
And I'm just handing you a piece of paper from Carr that shows that going back in time, and you see how the REOs and the foreclosures, short sales, are almost non-existent anymore. There are still a few, but very, very small. I remember a while there when almost everything, when we hit the real crash,
right,
almost every listing was a short sale.
Yeah, short sale.
In this town, it was almost 100%.
Yeah.
So that's good to see that go away.
Yeah, it is nice to see it go away. And we all know people that had that collateral damage. So anything else you want to share that has to do with the mortgage or the real estate market here locally and what to anticipate?
Well, I think the market here is going to continue to be a good one. We have a lot of new jobs appearing. I wish they were higher paying jobs, but the town is growing. Everyone can see that. We still have people moving in from the into the area from other places. So there's big demand. There's not much for sale. I just see that continuing. Yeah.
Not much demand and or having a, not much inventory and a, a growing demand tells me that you should at least anticipate the minimum of 3.5-4%.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it could be more. It could be more. But
awesome. Bob, thank you very much. Once again, I'm sorry we're out of time. What a great time we've had here with Bob Collotti of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What's the best way for our listeners to reach you, Bob, if they have additional questions?
The best way is always my cell phone, 805-720-3748.
One more time?
805-720-3748.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, thank you
very much for joining us and sharing with us your expertise and perspectives. Every week, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you missed one of our value-packed shows, you can now find them on our website. We do a podcast and have them on there. And that website is reloans.com. For questions or comments about this show or other credit questions, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us. Or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your questions and we'll get to them on our next show or contact you directly. Thank you for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.